This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. You can use estate planning to protect your farm's future. We'll have more right after this.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we feature Iowa-centric programming with content focused on Iowa crop farmers and livestock producers who draw their livelihood from modern production agriculture. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes. In addition, the network airs a daily midday program featuring Iowa ag news and discussions called Iowa Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
For the first time since 2020, the number of Americans with a will has declined, with only 32% of Americans having an estate plan in 2024, a 6% decline from last year. Having an estate plan for farmers and ranchers is especially important as it protects the future of the operation. AARP Oklahoma State Director Sean Voskel said there are 3 things to consider for the farm when writing a will.
First, develop and maintain a succession plan for ownership and management of the farm. Next, consider planning for retirement plan accounts and life insurance needs of the farm as a closely held business. You should also consider premarital agreements and protection of interests in the farm. As a bonus, consider digital assets, such as passwords and accounts, that are critical to the farm operation.
Voskel said the main reasons people put off an estate plan is they either haven't gotten to it yet, or they think they don't have enough assets to leave to anyone.
Neither is a great reason. Technology today means you can create a will online in less than an hour, and assets are only part of the story. A healthcare directive and a durable power of attorney are also important for your estate plan. The right paperwork can save your loved ones headaches and heartache and give you peace of mind.
Voskel added that there are a few changes in the tax code on the horizon to keep in mind as well.
The first is the implementation of the Corporate Transparency Act, which will impose significant new reporting requirements on many small businesses. Second is the sunsetting of the increased estate and gift tax exemption amounts at the end of 2025. Unless Congress acts before January 1st, 2026, the estate and gift tax exemptions will revert to where they were in 2017. With inflation adjustments, this will be approximately $7 million for individuals and $14 million for married couples.
For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.